our guest. This is KGLT Bozeman, KGLZ East Helena. Did you know that?
I heard about that, yeah.
Yeah, you get your own tower now, not just the feed. Let me tell them this stuff, and then we'll let them know what's happening here. KGLT supported in part by Happy Trash Can, weekly curbside food scrap pickup for home, business, and events, servicing Bozeman, Belgrade, and beyond. Subscriptions available online at happytrashcan.net. Blackfoot River Brewing Company, an independent craft brewery since 1998, located in Park Avenue in historic downtown Helena, open Monday through Thursday, 2 to 8 p.m., and Friday and Saturday from noon till 8 p.m. Hosting community Mondays each week, supporting local nonprofits, and the Wildflower Bakery and Follow Your Nose Barbecue in Immigrant. The bakery is open for breakfast 8 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. and Follow Your Nose Barbecue is open for lunch and dinner 11:30 to 8 p.m. Wednesday through Saturday. Information on Facebook or phone 222-224-2847. Quick look at the weather. It says thunderstorms in spots, partly cloudy, and can't read that far today. Pleasant passing afternoon showers. They're calling for a high of 77. It says it's 88 right now, and I think it's somewhere in between there in reality. Low in the 40s tonight, and again hitting some highs in the 70s tomorrow. And it looks like about the same around the area. So enjoy. Okay, sitting in the guest seat today, Jack Rabbit making his yearly visit. It's like a doctor visit, isn't it? Getting your teeth cleaned or something.
Open your mouth and say, this one hurt a bit.
Well, Jack's visiting from Brooklyn for his annual summer vacation in Helena. And he kindly shoehorned us in for this afternoon and evening, and I think he's got some music to share, and we're going to be talking about music probably and stuff. So we got one more thing, and yeah, it's up. Around Town is brought to you by Big Sky, by Explore Big Sky, covering local Big Sky Southwest Montana news and with professional photography and stories from around the region, available twice monthly at newsstands around Bozeman, West Yellowstone, and Big Sky. Online at explorebigsky.com.
You're listening to Around Town. Here's what's happening for Friday. In Bozeman, Christy Hayes plays at the Baxter. It's open mic poetry night at the Country Bookshelf. It's tango night at Townsend's Tea House. Rogers and Hammerstein's Oklahoma is at the Ellen. Page and the People's Band are at the Zebra. Bob Weber plays at the Bale of Hay Saloon in Virginia City. And the Secret Sisters perform at Live from the Divide. In Livingston, Bob Bramlett and Scotty Baylor play at Uncorked. It's time for Livingston Art Walk, Solidarity Services at the Murray, and Ashley Holland performs at Pine Creek Lodge. In Helena, the Jefferson County Museum presents Pioneer Cemeteries, the Stories They Tell. 10 Mile Creek Brewery hosts Live on the Gulch with the North Hill Trio. And in Missoula, the Robert Cray Band performs at the Wilma. You can listen to Around Town on weekdays at 10, 3, and 7 on KGLT.
Okay, now I'm ready. So, I understand that your visit's been hectic again this year.
It always seems to be, Ron, it does, but it's nice to be in Bozeman with you.
Ah, great. Well, I'm glad you can make it down. Let's just launch into it. I picked some music with your taste in mind, and then some other things, and we're going to interface with some other, probably new things you have on your computer to share. But we're going to go back 50 years.
Exactly.
And I was 16 50 years ago, just today.
Happy birthday to Ron.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Ron.
R.D. Sanchez is born.
G chimney tops, rooftops, higher than treetops. I stood there on a hill. Sky blue, slate blue, cold as the wind blew, leaves that never stay still.
Thank you. vegetable or mineral. Spain you'll sometimes find it. Ah, you might say he's the beginning. It changes quickly.
But it's a good thing!
The answer to the riddle is revolution. Revolution.
This actually is our brand of rock and roll, and it's a good example of what should be appearing on many of the albums that come out in the future. It's called The Quick One While He's Away.
Two, three.
Her man's been gone for nigh on a year. He was due home yesterday, but he ain't here. Her man's been gone for nigh on a year. He was due home yesterday, but he ain't here.
Told me he loved you, you know, liar, liar.
I've never forgiven him for that. That's the Who Live at the Fillmore East in 1968. And that's when they were forced to extend their set from doing 25 minutes and package tours in England to playing ballrooms in America. And this album, it's not even a complete set, but it includes a 33-minute version of My Generation and a 12-minute version of Relax, as well as this quick one. And at the end there, Townsend was sort of jamming. You don't usually hear that at the end of Quick One, where he sort of went off a little bit.
I'm sure I was asleep in my bed 21 miles away as the crow flies in suburban New Jersey because I was six. There are times when I wish that I was 10 years older. I'm sure I would have been there. I'm just absolutely positive.
I think you would have.
Yeah.
But you got to see him not too long ago.
No, I took my son, Jim, and we saw them at Barclays Center. They were doing the 50th anniversary tour, which meant they were playing a lot more of the early singles he and I love.
Oh, great.
And Jim had a school night, so he managed to make it age 8 or 9 or whatever, all the way to the last two encores, and then he just completely conked out.
Yeah, like the kid who smoked too much dope, passed out in the back.
Jim had a better excuse.
Yeah, school.
Third grade.
Okay, we heard some favorites there. Started off with Family from their second album, Entertainment. You heard Observations from a Hill, which is sort of fitting because we are up on the hill here and observing the world going around us.
Yeah, that was the one in the set I wasn't familiar with.
Yeah.
Another Ron special.
Yeah, and it fits right in with the ones you did know. Pretty Things from their fabulous album, SF Sorrow, which would have been their fourth album, I believe.
Yes, it was their fourth album, yes.
And a good one. They like to point out that it preceded Tommy by a few months.
That's right.
As being a concept thematic album.
I think it actually holds better together thematically than Tommy 2. There's no pinball wizards or Deaf, Dumb, and Blind and stuff like that. It's a more coherent story with less metaphor, shall we say.
Yeah. And I always was disappointed with the Tommy album because it's mostly acoustic guitar. Live, it was a whole different situation. And the night I saw him, Pete Townsend annotated Tommy. He explained what was going on. He only did that the first of the three nights at the Fillmore West. And sadly, that wasn't the night my friends taped.
Oh.
Because it was a longer show. They played two sets.
It was like VHS storytellers,
something.
40 years early.
It was done in Townsend style, with a sense of humor.
Well, I love Tommy, and I love SF Sorrow and Arthur by the Kinks. So when people say like concept albums or thematic albums stink, I just go, you don't know what you're talking about.
That's right. We're Tomorrow after that from their one and only album, which did come out in 68, but I think it was actually recorded in 67, and the label sat on it for a while.
Oh, what a great record.
Yeah, and it sort of killed the band, just too bad. And that's Steve Howe, well before Yes, playing some fancy stuff. And when I talked to him way back when, he said that song Revolution's really good too, besides My White Bicycle.
Yeah.
And he nailed it. And that's a classic album, really good album all the way through.
Keith West, very underrated person.
Yeah. And Junior, the bass player, I found out only recently, did a short stint with the Jeff Beck Group. Ron Wood buggered off to do something, play with the Birds or something, and Junior did a short European tour, because I saw pictures of the Jeff Beck Group, and I said, well, that's not Ron Wood. What's going on here? And apparently he's an incredible bass player. There's photos of Hendrix jamming with him. And what else was there? Yardbirds, from their 68 album, Fillmore East. No, it's not called Fillmore East. It's the Anderson Theater, 68. Heard Shapes of Things. And that came out earlier this year, restored. And it's no surprise that these 1968 albums are coming out. You know why?
Why?
Copyrights in Europe. 50 years.
Don't have to pay anymore.
Yeah. Well, if they don't copyright it now, it's public domain.
I lived 3 blocks from the Anderson Theater for 25 years.
Yeah.
And the only time I went there, it changed its name to the CBGB Theater. It was a very short-lived secondary venue for Helly Crystal, and they had like the Jam play there, and Tough Darts and Patti Smith and Wire. Wire even played there. So it had a short-lived second generation, but it's not a theater anymore.
Ah.
It was right on 2nd Avenue around 3rd Street. And every time I passed that, I thought of the history of the two venues that had been there.
Wow.
So, no, it's great they're putting that out now in better form than you said originally. It used to sound terrible, right?
It was a disaster. And I bought it the day it came out, and I was just horrified. I thought, well, this isn't the show I saw. I saw a really great show, and it was terrible. It was done by the Epic staff engineer, and there's issues with just the actual recording, but they overdubbed Bullfighting Cheers every time there was a guitar solo. So
you could be a host of Saturday Night Live's bad live albums with Leonard Pincornell. Deplorable. A catastrophe.
Well, and it was a real live album, not like one of those famous fake live albums. You know, there's
right.
Lots of those.
Where it's overdubbed to death in the studio with practically nothing left but the hi-hat.
Or not even live, recorded live, just audience added a studio recording. So
Jimmy Reed had a whole album recorded down the street from Carnegie Hall because they had regretted that they hadn't recorded his concert there. And then they released it as live at Carnegie Hall.
Right.
Like, what?
There's a famous Jones Children album that was highly collectible for years until people heard it.
And then nobody wanted it anymore.
No, that spoiled it. Okay, let's do some biz, and I got more music ready to go.
When school's out, free summer meals and activities are in. HRDC summer lunch sites offer tasty meals that stretch your food dollar. Through August 24th, HRDC's summer lunch sites will be open for kids 18 and under. Breakfast at Bozeman Public Library runs from 10 to 10:30. Lunch sites include Kirk Park, Beale Park, MSU Family Grad Housing, Kathy Park, and Lewis and Clark Park in Belgrade, and Stevenson Park in Three Forks. Details and volunteer info are online at GallatinValleyFoodBank.org or by phone 586-7600.
And I need to tell you, this 3 o'clock hour on Friday afternoons is underwritten in part by the Daily Coffee Bar and Eatery in Bozeman on campus at a College at 11th and on the north side at Rouse and Oak, serving locally roasted coffee, fresh pastries, and quick, healthy breakfast and lunch options every day for 25 years. Online at dailycoffeebar.com. Okay. Next up. You know, Daniel Kirwan died.
No, I didn't hear that, actually.
A couple months ago.
Wow.
He passed away. You know, he'd been living rough for years, and once after Fleetwood Mac, he pretty much evaporated from the scene. Dave Walker tried to form a band with him, and said it just when they were getting good, it blew up, and that was the end of that.
Wow, that's too bad.
Yeah.
Every time I think of the early Fleetwood Mac, I think of the cover that Dennis Tech did in your basement of Oh Well.
Yes.
And I'm thinking, this is not the Fleetwood Mac most people think of.
No, it isn't. And this is an interesting album. You know, a lot of bands went to Chess Studio. The Stones, as soon as they got to America, they went to Chess. Yardbirds recorded at Chess. And so did Fleetwood Mac in 1968, speaking of 1968. And they did it with some of the Chess people involved, Otis Spann and Buddy Guy and stuff. And this is Danny Kirwan's take on a classic blues tune. This is KGLT, sitting here with Jack Rabbit on this gloomy Friday afternoon. It looks like it's turning. What do you think? Thunderstorm?
Scattered, I heard.
Yeah. The world's in a tangle.
One, two, three, four.
Everybody begin to sing this song. The Reds are just over yonder, boys, and we ain't gonna be alone. That's why I'm gonna build myself a cave, move down in the ground. When I go to the army base, won't be no more Reds around. Now you know I got my personary man, I've got my class cat too. I begin to feel so worried, I just don't know what to do. That's why I'm gonna build myself a cave, move down in the ground. When I go to the army, babe, there won't be no more Reds around. Tangle man, everybody begin to sing a song. The Reds are just over yonder, boys, and we ain't gonna be here long. That's why I'm gonna build myself a cave, move down in the ground. When I go into the army, babe, there won't be no more Reds around me.
Thank you. all my troubles by running away. No, no, I wouldn't stay. No, I wouldn't. But they just keep on hanging around me and won't go away. No, no, won't go away. It just ain't fair. No, 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 just ain't fair. This whole year has been a blunder. Yes, and I've lost my sense of wonder. And there are no sweet, warm lovers to turn to. I have no one to call brother. The city, well, you'll get afraid, yes, so afraid. You can't see past the surface of plans that I made to drive you insane. Everywhere a danger, you won't even want to find yourself a place to hide. Can find
won't go away, no, no, won't go away.
Do wrap up a Little Walter roller coaster from the Essential Little Walter compilation. Started off with Fleetwood Mac, Danny Kirwin doing The World's in a Tangle, and I should know whose song that was originally. Maybe J.B. Lenoir. I'm not positive. That's bad of me. I didn't look.
I'll look it up while you're speaking.
And we heard Joey Driscoll, Brian Auger, and the Trinity from their album Open. Actually, it was a single. It's on the CD, but it was a single. Road to Cairo, Dave Ackles' song. And he's an interesting songwriter, none of those Elektra Records singer-songwriter guys. And his third album is sort of almost like a show tunes album. And his fourth album was quite the odd one. I looked at